Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Just Us Talks with Tisha. This morning we are discussing issues of child support in Maryland. And if you have any questions, you can call our guest caller number at 215-383-3872. And if you want to join in on the discussion, you can press option one. Again, if you are just tuning in, you have tuned in to Just Us Talks with Tisha on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. And so if you don't know and you didn't tune in to my first debut last week, I am a Maryland attorney, and I specifically practice in the areas of family law, criminal law, and also I do some personal injury work. So right now we are talking about issues of child support, state of Maryland, and what we're going to be talking about is child support from a different angle. And specifically, people don't really talk about the issues of child support as they relate to the emotion, because that's something that we're going to talk about today, because I think it's really important to really delve into, and now get it, I'm not a therapist, I'm a lawyer, but I do think it is important to delve into the issues as they relate to, as they relate to the emotional aspect of child support. And for those of us who are, those of you joining me on Periscope, I apologize for the camera issues that I'm having this morning, but I do thank you for tuning in. I'm trying to get the camera adjusted, so if you can just bear with me for 1 second, I'm going to take you around here and see if that makes it better, and it doesn't. So we're just going to focus right here. So first of all, let's talk about child support in Maryland. So in order to support in Maryland, there are a couple of things that the court will look at. Now, the court will look at your income, obviously, and many people know this. They're kind of familiar with how it works in terms of the, in terms of their income. So obviously, if you're a W-2 employee, they're going to take a look at your income. They're going to take a look at, and specifically, they're going to take a look at your gross income. And now I'm a little out of it this morning, you guys, because my first cup of coffee did not quite do it for me. I recently switched to this, Starbucks has this, mocha thing that I brew on my Keurig, and it is not quite the same as my dark coffee. So it is not quite working for me this morning. But I do thank you guys for tuning in. But as I stated, so when we talk about income, we're talking specifically about your gross income. And now, obviously, your gross income is what you are earning before the government comes in. So before your taxes, that's what we're talking about. And so there, we're going to talk about the types of income, because it's not just if you're a W-2 employee. You got to think about that, because some people are not W-2 employees. Some people have income from things like dividends. So, we're talking about, ballers who have dividend income and income even from your pension. If you are the type of person where your money is making your money, and you are earning money off of interest, the court is going to consider that. If you have income in trust, the court is going to consider that. Annuities, Social Security benefits, workers' comp, unemployment. Because a lot of times, people have this, I don't know what it is, but people have this strange sort of notion, I guess, that, maybe if I quit my job, then I won't have to pay child support. So the court actually knows that people do that. And so what they do is they do what's called impute income. So based on your experience, based on your education, all those things, the court will actually say, well, Mr. or Mrs. Smith, we are going to impute, say, $30,000 on you because, for the last 5 years, that's what you've been earning. And so just because, and on Periscope, I'm moving the camera again, because you quit your job, does not therefore mean that you will somehow get out of supporting your children, because that's not how this works. So just know that. And so one of the other things that we are going to talk about as it relates to child support is we're going to talk about some of the myths that people have. And so we kind of run through very quickly the income, right? And so obviously there are so many categories that I did not cover. Like we did not specifically talk about people who are self-employed. Now understand this, people who are self-employed have a whole different set of issues that come with child support and Periscope. I promise I'm going to get this right one day. I'm trying to adjust it because last week it didn't seem to be what I wanted it to be, so we'll see. Either way, so when it comes to self-employment income, though, it is a little bit different because when you are self-employed, you obviously have to spend money in order to make money. And so the money that you spend to make your money is deducted, sort of like it is with your taxes. You know, you don't really get penalized for what it costs you to make your living. And so all of that stuff is factored in to a determination of child support. But the first thing you got to know, if you have a child support case in Maryland, two things have to have already been established. One, there has to have already been established that paternity has to have been established. Because think about it. You can't ask someone, if you don't know that they're the father of the child, you can't ask them to be financial. I mean, you can, but it's not going to work. You gotta make sure that that person actually has a financial obligation to support the child. And notice I said the word obligation, because child support is just that. It is an obligation to support your child. It's no one's obligation but yours as a parent. And so that it's important to make that distinction, because for some reason sometimes people can think of child support as sort of a bill. And that's very, very sad because it's not really a bill, obviously. It's a child who was brought here by two parents, and so they deserve support. And so when you're looking at that, you have to first make sure that moms, if you're listening, you got to make sure that you have established paternity for the child. And in the state of Maryland, paternity can be established in a couple of ways, and we won't get too deep into it, but just know that if you were married when the child was born, that by law makes him the father, and that is what's called a rebuttable presumption, meaning that if he has evidence to rebut that and to say that's not true, then that can be presented. So it's not an absolute. The second thing, he can sign the birth certificate. So when the child is born, if he signs the birth certificate, guess what? Maryland has said, okay, you say you're the father, then we say you're the father. And finally, if you hold yourself out to be the father of the child to the community at large, like for instance, if you're on Facebook telling everybody, oh, look, my daughter's so beautiful, my son is so beautiful, I'm so excited about the new baby my girlfriend or my wife just had, guess what? You have now essentially made yourself what's called the putative father. And so that has to first be established before you can file a case for child support. And then you have to consider the income situation, obviously, as we talked about very, very briefly as I was trying to get through this weak cup of coffee this morning. I said that there were two things that had to be established. The other one, and this is sort of a tenuous sort of thing, is the issue of custody. Now, that's not completely true, but it does play a factor in determining child support. And so, you know, if you have a case where you're not really sure and there's no and no custody order has been established, just make sure that you talk to an attorney about it to figure out what the situation may be. Because I'm not saying that you cannot collect child support if there has not been a custody order established, because that is not true. But the custody does play some factor in the amount of child support that's paid, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Now, I do want to talk about some of the myths, and we just hit on one when we talked about custody. I do want to hit on some of the myths that come up as they relate to child support. One of the myths regarding child support, like I touched on very, very briefly, is that if I quit my job and I say I have no income, then I won't have to pay child support. So, like I said, the reason my show is called Just Us is because I really pride myself on being a real person. I'm a real person. And so I understand that these cases are not just, you know, it's just, your legal case is not just, oh, well, this is just a series of documents and, you know, this is just a case number. These are real people with real issues that are going to have a real impact, you know, once the judge's proverbial gavel goes down, right? And so I understand that. And that's why this show is called Just Us Talk with Tisha. Because you're a human being, I'm a human being, and I get it. But at the same time, you know, it's important to understand that, one, there is an obligation to support your children. So I'm not the type of person, and I'm not the type of attorney that's going to help people sort of get over on the system or get over on the parent trying to collect child support in the sense of not paying child support, because that's, at the end of the day, that's just not fair to the child who did not ask to be in the circumstance. So that's the first thing. So if you're, you know, if you're looking for a lawyer that's kind of going to help you, I don't know, get over, for lack of a better term, then that's certainly not me. But, you know, if you're looking for someone who is going to fight your legal case and really, you know, really fight for your issues, then you can certainly call my office at 301-744-7996. You can hit us up on Facebook at tshillmanlaw.com. You can also tweet us at tshillmanlaw.com. And you can also shoot me an email at tisha@tshillmanlaw.com. So that's if you want someone that's really going to fight for you but not play the sort of games that people like to play. Now let's get back to it. So the other thing that we were talking about is we were talking about how people have an obligation to support their children. And, yes, that is true. So quitting your job, just by virtue of quitting your job, is not going to alleviate you of that responsibility. So, you know, if you are not the custodial parent or if you are the parent that and I say this because men and women alike have to pay child support. So it's not just men that are paying child support. And no, it's not just women that have custody of the children, at least not in Maryland, at least not in my experience. Now, quitting your job, like I said, is one of the myths that kind of alleviates you of your responsibility to pay child support. The other thing is that, well, if I don't want the child and somehow I want to relinquish my rights, and that's going to kind of lead into the last issue that I want to talk about is the emotional aspect of child support that's not really talked about, because a lot of times it's just like, just tell me the facts, we're going to stick to the facts, and not really talk about, well, what, you know, what's kind of the driving force behind this and what's some of the sort of emotional issues that people have to deal with, because this is real life, folks. So it's not true that you just get to say, well, I didn't have, because this is just some of the stuff that I've heard. Like, well, you know, I didn't really have a choice. And she didn't, you know, she didn't consider me when she didn't have an abortion, and so I shouldn't have to pay. Or I didn't really want this child, so I shouldn't have to pay. That does not thereby alleviate you of the responsibility of taking care of the child once they are here. So, yes, that is a myth, that if somehow you magically don't want the child, that it's no longer your responsibility. That is absolutely incorrect. So what I have to say about the myth is, if they don't have a law degree, please don't listen to them. Because I've had people call me saying, well, I heard, you know, that this is true and this is true and such told me. Do not listen to the first question I ask is, does such and such have a law degree? If the answer is no, then the conversation for me is over at that point. Because unless someone went to law school, passed the bar, and is a licensed attorney in the state in which you have your case, I will not listen to them. And I will take what they say with a grain of salt, because every single situation is different. So, again, so let's get back to some of the myths. One of the other myths is, if I don't have the visitation schedule that I want, I shouldn't have to pay child support. Now, this is a huge, huge thing that happens all the time. So it is absolutely incorrect that custody visitation have anything specifically, I guess, to do with child support. Now, you may say, well, that kind of contradicts what you said at the beginning, because at the beginning you said that they do have to do with each other. And I'm gonna explain that. So if you have a custody order, right, and you have primary physical custody of the child, and the non-custodial parent has an obligation to pay child support, the child support is obviously going to be higher if they don't have, if they don't share custody and thereby share the everyday responsibilities of taking care of the child. So, yes, it does have something to do with it, but at the same time, just because he or she denies you visitation does not mean that that child does not still need shoes, and it does not mean that that child doesn't still need clothes. It does not mean that that child doesn't still need food because you don't get to see the child as often as you would like. So what you would need to do is, if you have a situation whereby you're not being able to see your child as much as you want, and there is a, you would want to call my office at 301-744-7996, or, you know, talk to an attorney about your rights in that situation. But to stop paying child support because she's not, you know, either abiding by the court order or you're just not able to see your child or children as much as you like does not thereby release you of your responsibility. Now, the final thing that I want to talk about on our show today, let me see how this coffee is. Okay, so let me explain something. I'm just going to digress for a second. So I am a person that really loves dark coffee. I love dark coffee, and I love strong coffee. And this coffee is just not kind of, you know, giving me, you know how, like, if you're a real coffee drinker, you know what I'm talking about. Like, you know how you absolutely love your coffee and how it has to be. This isn't really doing it for me. Anyway, that's my fault for buying it and trying something new when I knew what works for me. So the third area I want to talk about, right, is some of the emotional things that I have come into contact with in doing this work. So one of the things about me is that I tend to be a very compassionate person. Sometimes I think more so than I should be, but I'm a very compassionate person. I understand that life happens to people. I understand that life can be difficult for people. And I do understand that going through a legal matter, whatever it may be, is very, very stressful. And so that's why I really wanted to talk about this, because I think a lot of times as people, we don't take care of ourselves. We get so focused on, you know, doing the next task, and we don't really practice what's called self-care. And now many of you know, if you listen to the podcast or the blog talk last week and listen to the video on Periscope last week, I talked a little bit about my background. And I'll kind of just give you a brief recap. So in my former life, I worked in social services. And I think just my personality is just something that just kind of never could be a doctor, though, because blood kind of grosses me out. But I've always kind of been in a helping profession. So being in a situation where I can help people using the law is just, you know, right up my alley. But anyway, so I've done some social work, and I've done some counseling after 9/11. And I have to say, I'm not a certified counselor. I don't have any sort of degrees in counseling or social work or anything of that sort. But that is a lot of the work that I've done in my past. And so I get how to really talk to people. And so sometimes we talk to people to provide an answer sometimes. I'm sorry, we listen to people specifically for the purpose of providing an answer. And sometimes we don't listen to people. We don't listen to hear what it is they're saying. A lot of times people's needs are not met. And so as a lawyer, I delve into both worlds, so to speak. Obviously, I tell you, I'm not a therapist. I'm not here to counsel you. And that, you know, in that regard, you probably should, you know, seek someone to do that for you. But I do connect with people in the sense of I understand the emotional driving force behind some of the things that people do. And so I've had grown men come in my office and cry because their child support was so high. And while I don't pay child support or anything like that, I've done this long enough to know that it can be very, very difficult for people, especially because, as I stated in the beginning, child support is based on your gross income if you're a W-2 employee. It's based on your gross income. And so that's your income before taxes, without consideration of the bills that you have to pay, without consideration of the taxes and all of the things that are taken out of your check. So I do understand why it feels fundamentally unfair, and that can be devastating. The thing that we have to keep in mind here is that there is a child that did not ask for either situation, and they have to be taken care of. Someone has to provide for that child. And because if you are the parent or you've held yourself out to be the parent, that person is you. And while it may feel unfair, just think about the fact that if you don't, a child will not be provided for, a child may go hungry or whatever the case may be. But I've had grown men cry because of the child support obligation and tell me, you know, I don't know how I'm going to live. I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent. I don't know how I'm going to do any of these things because my child support is so high. Now, if there has been a material change in circumstances in your child support case, you certainly want to talk to a lawyer about what your options are. If between the time the court issued your current now, if something has changed in your situation, if, you know, if you've lost your income or your income is now somehow lower than it was, whatever the case may be, you want to certainly consult with an attorney and find out what your rights are. Because, you know, if your child support is in fact that high and, you know, you believe that there was some error in calculation, you know, you want to just make sure that you talk to a lawyer about your rights. The second thing, as we talk about self-care and we talk about the emotional aspect that this plays for people, you know, I've had people actually want to commit suicide. And I don't say that lightly. Dealing with legal matters is very, very, very challenging for people. And you certainly have to take care of yourself, but obviously when you're a parent, you still have an obligation to take care of your child. So as we near the end of the show, I want to tell people, take care of yourself. Because, you know, like they tell you when you get on a flight, you know, if in the event of, you know, a loss of air pressure, you have to put the mask on yourself first before helping your neighbor or helping a child or whomever. Because the truth of the matter is if you don't have it to give, and I'm not talking about finances specifically, but if you don't have the emotional wherewithal to deal with your legal matter and everything that's going on, you may implode. And you're no good to anyone. Specifically, you're no good to your child. So I say to people, when you're dealing with these issues, they're real life issues. They're real life issues. And so you have to address them in real life. And so in doing so, you make sure you take care of yourself. And you know, whether it's a massage, whether it's, you know, going for a run, going for a swim, whatever it is that kind of helps you to decompress, that's what you have to do. And that's why, again, I want to go back to the fact that the reason this is called Just Us Talks with Tisha is because while I deal with justice, I also deal with us. I deal with us as people because we're not just numbers. You know, we're not just a case file. We're not just a bunch of pleadings and documents. We're real people. You're real people, and I respect that. And as such, I want to make sure that I deal with people from the aspect that they are real people and from a holistic perspective. Because part of being a lawyer is also being a counselor. Now, obviously, that's not being like, you know, like a therapist-type counselor, but it is to counsel people in their legal issues. And so in doing so, for me, it's helpful for me to know what is the driving force behind this issue and what are some of the things that are important to you. And some of those things that are important to people are, you know, like I just said, with the emotional aspect of things, some of it is just, I just need to know that I can survive at the end of the day. You know, some of it is, I just need to know that I can see my child at the end of the day. Some of it is, I just want to make sure my child is provided for at the end of the day. And so as you deal with your issues, make sure you really deal with the underlying emotions and underlying things of your issue, because it's important. Because in helping your lawyer to help you, it helps to have someone who's not kind of all over the place, but who knows exactly what it is that they want to accomplish. And certainly providing that sort of, you know, if you know yourself well enough, you're able to provide that sort of insight for the person that's helping you through your matter, and that helps you at the end of the day. And then it helps, I love it, at the end of the day. And that helps your child. So as we close, just remember, child support in Maryland is based on your gross income, and we talked about all of what that means. We talked about the myths that people have, and I don't know where they come from, but we talked about some of the myths that people have as they relate to child support. Quitting your job, can't do that because the court will impute income on you. You know, not wanting to spend time with the child or see the child or claim the child as if that's going to change your financial responsibility. It does not. And also that, you know, if I'm being denied custody or denied access, I'm sorry, if I'm being denied visitation or access to the child, I shouldn't have to give you any money. That's not true either. Oh, and one thing I did forget, in the state of Maryland, the person that's receiving child support has no, hear me when I say this on Periscope, read my lips. They have no obligation to tell you where the money goes. So I hear people say all the time, well, I don't want to give her any money because I don't know where it's going. Well, in the state of Maryland, there's no law that says the person receiving child support has to tell you where the money goes because it's presumed to go to the child. So, you know, you her not providing you or him not providing you with receipts does not thereby give you reason not support, does not give you reason to not support your child. So you got to remember that that's a myth, that they have to tell you where the money goes. That's a myth, and it's not true. The final thing is take care of yourself because it's just us. While it's justice, and that's what we talk about, you got to remember us as human beings, as living and breathing people with every single day in this life you go by, you have to deal with the legal issues, you got to deal with work, you got to deal with wives and partners and children and all these things. You got to deal with you. And so as you are trying to get through the legal case that you have, one of the things that's important is to always practice self-care. Always take care of you so that when it's all said and done, you can be a better parent to your child. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Us Talks with Keisha. Hopefully next week I will have stronger coffee because, oh, my goodness, I cannot do weak coffee. But I thank you so much for tuning in on Facebook, Twitter, on Blog Talk Radio, and also on Periscope. Thank you so much, and I hope your weeks are absolutely fantastic, filled with love, peace, and joy.